All right, welcome. It is the Ben Ferguson Podcast, and it's good to have you with us. I'm a little under the weather, so today I'm going to get into this quickly because it's important, and that is this. Nancy Pelosi is now wanting to punish members of Congress, saying they should be denied access to the floor of the House if they don't show proof of vaccination. This is the same woman who is now fining conservative members of Congress who are fully vaccinated, who are following the CDC guidelines, $500 for not wearing a mask on the floor of the House. This is the same woman who, hours after attacking conservatives and trying to get it where they can't do their job, she was actually seen not wearing a mask, well, very close to others, at the White House. This is immediately after warning against similar behavior by Republicans who she is fining for not wearing a mask and saying they may not be able to even be on the floor of the House unless they do what she tells them to do, which is you better wear that mask. Take a listen to part of her warning.
I mean, we could come to a place where we say, if you don't want to wear a mask and you don't want to, if you're not vaccinated, don't even come to the floor. We have facilities up above in the gallery where people can come to vote. We don't want to deter anybody's ability to exercise their constitutional duties.
Yeah, so we're going to let you be a member of Congress, but you're going to have to do it from upstairs in the gallery. If you do not do what I tell you to do on these masks. Now, to be very clear, Nancy Pelosi, and where she's so wrong on this, is the fact that Nancy Pelosi is an individual now who is not only out there saying this, but she is actually going against the CDC guidelines. She's actually in defiance of the CDC guidelines. The CDC guidelines go against what she's saying. Now, these are the same people that said, you must follow the science, right? You got to follow the science. Just follow the science. All right, so let's talk about the science for a second and just how much of a hypocrite Pelosi actually is. House Speaker Pelosi was spotted without a mask in very close proximity to others while at the White House Thursday afternoon. This came shortly after she warned against similar behavior earlier in the day for those in Congress. During her own press conference on Thursday, Pelosi seemed to suggest that people should continue to wear masks because otherwise people are relying on the honor system when someone claims that they are vaccinated. Pelosi made the remarks when she was asked about when the Capitol would return to normal and whether, quote, so many people not being vaccinated was playing a part in the decision-making process. She said, quote, we have to wait for them to be vaccinated because they are selfishly a derangement to other people, including staff people here, Pelosi said. So while we're hopeful, and I joined the president in being hopeful, that we can reach a place where it is safe for people to be, what is it? What is this? The honor system, question mark. The honor system, as to whether somebody's been vaccinated, do you want them breathing in your face on the strength of their honor, question mark. Now, I was told that when I get the vaccine, and I've told you this, I have gotten the vaccine. I could care less if you decide to get one or not. It's a personal choice of freedom. But I was told that I was protected, and it would have nothing to do with other people around me. That's what I was told. No one told me that if a non-vaccinated person was around me, I would have to wear my mask. Even if I got the vaccine, what I was told was, if you get the vaccine, and based on the CDC guidance, once I get that vaccine, I don't even need to wear my mask anymore. Now, as I said, I'm in Washington, D.C. right now. This city is just so messed up. It's unbelievable. I was with some congressmen, some senators today, and others. And we were talking about just the ridiculousness of this. I even talked to a member of Congress today that was fined by Nancy Pelosi for not wearing the mask. This is not based on any science. This is not based on any CDC guidance at all. This is 100% about power. That's what this is about. When Pelosi says, do you want them breathing in your face on the strength of their honor? What does that even mean? I don't have to worry about their honor is what I've been told, right? That's what I've been told. And when you suggest members who don't prove status should be denied access to the floor, that's then taking away their ability to do their job. That's a problem with me. You're supposed to be the Speaker of the House. There is nothing in your speakership that says you're supposed to be the doctor, or you're supposed to be the CDC, or you're supposed to put guidelines on people to wear a mask, or tell them they can't do their job if they don't. And again, I go back to the reason why there's so many Americans, I think, right now that are not getting this vaccine or pausing from getting this vaccine is for the point that I just made about Pelosi. They keep moving the goalposts. They keep making up ridiculous rules. They keep making up rules that don't make any sense. So there's people that are hesitant already in general to get a vaccine because we haven't had this vaccine for very long, and we really don't know if there's long-term effects, let's be honest. And then they're saying, well, why am I going to get the vaccine if they're still telling me, just like today, when I got to the airport, what I have to do? I had to put on a mask when I got in my Uber Lyft, right? Then when I went into the hotel, what I have to do? I had to wear my mask. Then when I went out to dinner, I had to wear my mask. Then I got into the car, I had to wear the mask back to the hotel. I had to wear this mask over and over and over and over again, even though I'm vaccinated. This is why people are saying, do I really need the mask? And then when Nancy Pelosi says, do you want them breathing in your face? I was told I was protected from people with COVID-19 if I got the vaccine.
What is this, the honor system? The honor system as to whether somebody's been vaccinated? Do you want them breathing in your face on the strength of their honor? So let's just see. I mean, again, this is about science and governance.
By the way, that's not true. This isn't about science. You're making up rules now that go against the CDC guidance. The CDC guidance says you guys don't need to be wearing masks. You went to the White House right after you said what I'm playing for people right now, and you didn't have your damn mask on because you were following the CDC guidance because you've been vaccinated. Did you ask everybody around you if they've been vaccinated? I'm assuming you probably didn't have time. You mock people with this whole idea of it being the honor system. Are you sure that every single person around you at the White House had proven that they had been vaccinated? Or was that the honor system over at the White House right after you chastised the Republican members of Congress and really America on the, quote, honor system? And then you come back and you say, this is about science. It's not about science. The CDC says you're the opposite of science, that what you're saying and what your rules are, your $500 fines to a member of Congress, is not based on anything that deals with science at all.
Let's just see. I mean, again, this is about science and governance. And science and governance, we have a responsibility to make sure of that the House of the Representatives chamber is not a petri dish because of the selfishness of some not to be vaccinated.
Yes, so now you're selfish if you don't get vaccinated. That's not exactly the most warm and fuzzy selling point to America or to members of Congress to jump on board. When you talk down to people this way, they're not going to respond in kind. They're not going to go and go, oh, I see the light, Nancy Pelosi. I'm now going to go get vaccinated because I'm so selfish. You're defying science. You're making up arbitrary rules. You're fining members of Congress like they're school children because they're not doing what you're telling them to do when what they are doing is actually following the science of the CDC. And then because you didn't get your way, you say to them, well, you know, do you want us to be a petri dish? Do you want them breathing in your face? Do you want the honor system implying that anyone that isn't wearing their mask that's a Republican is automatically a horrible, habitual, pathological liar?
And science and governance, we have a responsibility to make sure of that the House of the Representatives chamber is not a petri dish because of the selfishness of some not to be vaccinated.
You know, this whole thing about this, you know, petri dish of this and this is they're selfish. And that they are, you know, do you want them breathing in your face? That's the other part about this. How many members of Congress are walking up to you purposely breathing in your face, like putting their exhaust in your face, trying to get you sick of COVID? Just so you can be, I don't know, right? Just so you can show that you're in charge? Just to flex your muscles? Now, it's one thing to say this, but then you back it up, right? That everywhere you go, you're wearing a mask. Pelosi saying this is about science and government, that she has a responsibility to make sure the House is not a petri dish because of the selfishness of some not to be vaccinated or to wear a mask because it requires us to wear a mask. Okay, so you go over to the White House. Fast forward, whatever the time it is for you to pack things up at the Capitol, drive down Pennsylvania Avenue, go through security, pull up to the West Wing, and go inside for event. Pelosi attends event at the White House, where President Joe Biden signed a bill into law, and at the event, she's not wearing a mask while being in close proximity to others not wearing masks. Barstool News Network originally put this out. It's amazing. It shows Nancy Pelosi breathing in the faces of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different people in front of her. There's dozens and dozens in the room that we may have not seen her interaction with on camera. No mask. Defying her own rules. Breathing in their face. Clearly becoming a Petri dish for all those at the White House. You look at her again a few minutes later. What's she doing? Pelosi on her unscientific mask wearing. What is this? The honor system? The honor system as to whether somebody's been vaccinated? Do you want them breathing in your face? A few hours later, Pelosi gladly let Joe Biden breathe in her face. Yes, she was breathing in his face. They're probably about a foot apart. Let's also remind you of Nancy Pelosi. She rejected the science and the CDC guidance on these masks. They're saying that what she's saying now is not needed. It's not warranted. And Pelosi is out there browbeating and turning this Congress into nothing but a carnival, a circus. Because if you disagree with her, even if you have the CDC now backing you up, it doesn't matter. She will come after you. And if you really don't listen to her, well, then you may be having to vote from up in the upper chamber. We may ban you from being on the floor. I want you to think about the power grab that Nancy Pelosi has had since the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol. You got to go through metal detectors if you're a member of Congress, because she implied that a bunch of Republican members of Congress may come in and commit some heinous crime with a firearm, right? I mean, that's what she's done now to get on the floor of the House. She's had that. You got to wear a mask, and if you don't wear a mask, $500 is what you're going to be fined for not wearing that mask. She's then coming out defying her own CDC guidance that she told everybody we had to do. Then she says that you guys are disgusting for not paying attention to this. Do you want people breathing in your face? This is all coming from Nancy Pelosi. And if all of that fails, we'll kick you out of the floor of the House.
I mean, we could come to a place where we say, if you don't want to wear a mask and you don't want to, if you're not vaccinated, don't even come to the floor. We have facilities up above in the gallery where people can come to vote. We don't want to deter anybody's ability to exercise their constitutional duties.
Banning them from the floor where you do the work of the people is absolutely taking away from their ability to do their constitutional duties. You're making them and turning them into a less than congressperson. You're turning the Republicans into less than congresspeople with these rules. You're trying to financially hurt them, and you're trying to kick them off the floor of the House of Representatives. Because they are following the CDC guidance and you're not. This is psychotic. I would even argue it's un-American. Now, as I said earlier, obviously you can tell from my voice, I'm a little under the weather. So I'm going to cut today a little bit short, but please Make sure you share this podcast with your family and friends. We're still fighting big tech. They've not allowed us to promote this show on social media. And if you would please share this podcast with your family and friends, hit that share button, share it on social media. We would greatly appreciate it. I'll see you back here tomorrow, hopefully, with a better voice and feeling a little bit better.